Kent Online News.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast. Nicola Everett.
Hello, hope you're okay. Thanks ever so much for downloading today's podcast. It's Friday, January the 26th. Coming up, we've got your What's On guide for the weekend, plus a look ahead to Maidstone United's huge game in the FA Cup. But first today, a former gang member from Kent says a ban on zombie knives and machetes doesn't go far enough. Yesterday, you may have heard that the government has announced that from September, it'll be illegal to possess, sell, manufacture or move the weapons around. Well, Oliver, from our colleague at KMTV, has been speaking to Lennox Rogers, who founded the Refocus Project.
There's a massive problem with knife crime in Kent, but not just Kent, across the board, because that's the way people are choosing to deal with their problems and fears. And fears is a big one. People are scared when they step out of their houses, what they're going to be faced with. Children are scared, going to school because of bullying. I had to go to a school in Surrey because an 8-year-old boy brought a knife into school to stab his classmate. So, fear is across the board. It's a massive problem. And I kind of disagree with some of the ways the government are trying to deal with it. But yeah, it's huge. We've got some parents who are telling their children, I'm not letting you out the house unless you carry a knife. And that's really shocking.
What do you make of government policies towards knife crime and knife carrying?
Well, not so long ago, really, they'd brought out a new law that if you get caught carrying a knife twice, you get 6 months. And that just shows how much they knew about knife crime and the domino effect of it, how it affects the families and individuals and other people. So, I think that they don't really know. It's not something that has affected them or their family. Had that been the case, I think they would have taken a different view. Them now, after all these years, trying to bring out tougher measures, I think, well, you should have done that years ago. I mean, these types of knives, they call zombie knives. I mean, just looking at them, that they're going to harm someone. That's what they're designed for. And so that should have been in place a long time ago. So it kind of feels like the 59th minute of the 11th hour that they're bringing this out. And I don't think it's restoring any faith in, communities and families to trust the government or trust the police. There was all this crime going on and someone decided, well, we'll cut the police. It just doesn't seem like they are up to date with, what goes on and how things are for people. They need help from people with lived experiences and who can have a voice for the people, I think.
Kent Online News.
Other top stories for you today. And a Swanley man who encouraged other people to abuse children and sent him pictures has been locked up for 13 years. Investigators arrested Matthew Boer after a 15-year-old victim in America told police photos and videos of her had been sent to a man in the UK. The 52-year-old tried to claim he'd been a victim of hacking. A court heard how a deal man spat at police after calling them for help. James Brown dialed 999 after getting into an argument with his former partner's son in Ashford back in December. The 37-year-old from Church Lane then became aggressive and was arrested. He's due to be sentenced in March. A man in his 40s has been taken to a London hospital with serious injuries after a car crashed into a tree in Margate. The vehicle was found in a field next to Vincent Road yesterday. Now, a video of a Gillingham footballer appearing to encourage racism has been leaked online. Defender Romeo Hutton is filmed topless, introducing himself to his teammates after signing for the club earlier this month.
Romeo Hutton, 25, from Birmingham. I've got a triangle head. What am I going to bring to the group? I'm going to bring some gay business. I'm on the gay team, I can't lie. I'm going to bring some racism. Obviously, I'll win everyone over eventually. Obviously, you might not like it at first, but it's one of them ones, isn't it? And then, just at nights out, just try and bring some things, innit, to the table. That's it. Try and get you to, you know, do a little bit of shagging and that. For me, it don't count if you're shagging misses, innit, so don't be coming in saying, yo, got some action last night. But it don't count. You want to shag their misses anyway. But yeah, the main one's the racism thing. I can't lie, I love that. And I'm on it. Like, if you want to call me anything, feel free. Monkey vibes, innit?
Well, bosses at Priestfield have told the podcast that they're aware of the private video and are talking to the player directly. There are plenty of comments on this on the story on the website today. Some of you say it's a private video, it was never meant to appear publicly. Others say they no longer want the player at the club. You can, of course, continue to let us know what you think by clicking on Kent Online or leaving a message on our socials.
Kent Online reports.
There's been a big rise in the number of shoplifting offences in Kent, according to New data. Figures show cases went up 20% in the 12 months to September last year. The union representing shop workers says it's concerned about the impact it's having on staff, with some suffering fear and anxiety. A swastika has been sprayed outside a synagogue in Medway just days before Holocaust Remembrance Day. The graffiti is close to the entrance to the building on Rochester High Street. It's the latest in a number of attacks at the site. Last summer, thousands of pounds worth of damage was caused in the cemetery. Staff at Maidstone Hospital have slammed the lack of parking spots and say they're at risk of losing their permits. Now, some workers have been forced to leave their cars off-site or park in unsafe spaces and tight corners, prompting bosses to threaten to take permits away. Well, last year, a decision was made to allocate 100 employee spots to visitors. Staff say the lack of space is taking its toll. Next today, and this is one of the most read stories on the website right now, a chat a mum who lives with her two-year-old son says they've had no heating in their flat since October. Fiona Ferris says she's contacted housing group Orbit more than 10 times, but it's still not been fixed. The 30-year-old says they're so cold, little Charlie's hands and feet have turned red and his lips have gone blue.
I went Christmas without heating, New Year's without heating, and I'm still without heating. Mentally, physical, it's draining because I suffer with a sciatica in my back. When I had him, I basically died twice because they left the epidural in my back for 35 minutes. So when it's cold in here, I'm constantly in pain and they've damaged my whole nerve system in my back. When he comes out, he's hot every morning. He's like he's been in a freezer. But it just seems like every time I'm coming back here, I don't want to live here. Like, I want to get moved. I don't want to live here. Like, I want a house that is warm where I can call home. This ain't home.
I mean, what kind of things are you guys having to do that, you know, just to keep warm?
We've got to put covers over us. Charlie has like two massive blankets in his bed, two pillows. My bed, my mum had to go out and get me another duvet because I had a double one. That weren't like, even if I got two quilts over me, it's still cold. I've got to go sleep in my dressing gown. I've got to wear socks. I shouldn't have to do that in my home. I should just feel warm and feel, you know what I mean?
No, of course. And also, how is it affecting your son? I mean, you know, he's only 2 years old. I mean, how?
He's basically always got a cold, snot, you know, where he's teething as well. It's not like he doesn't want to go in his room because it's freezing. Like, it's just disgusting, really is. And because it's that cold, I'm not sleeping at night. Like, I get in my bed tired, and as soon as I get in my bed, because it's freezing in my room, I'm like, I can't sleep properly. If you can't sort my heating out and can't change my heaters, the next result is to move me onto a property that the heaters do work.
Well, we've had this statement from the Housing Association.
The welfare of our customers is our number one priority. Our contractors have attended each time Miss Ferris has raised a concern regarding her storage heaters and confirmed they have been working correctly, most recently on January 12th. We understand Miss Ferris remains concerned, so our contractors have attended again to recheck and provide reassurance that the heaters are in working order. We have, however, advised Ms. Ferris to contact her electricity supplier directly to investigate any potential issues with her electricity supply.
Kent Online reports.
There are calls for something to be done about food delivery riders in Canterbury following claims today from a mum that her son was almost knocked down. It happened in the St Dunstan's part of the city and is said to have involved a scooter that was on the pavement. Well, the City Council, Police and Business Improvement District say they're organising training sessions for the drivers. Coffee shop bosses in Folkestone are being urged to do something about the number of pigeons outside and seen perched on the building. It follows complaints about mess outside Costa on Cheriton High Street, which some say is even being walked into the shop. Anti-pigeon spikes aren't thought to be working. We have got in contact with Costa for a comment. New double cots at Medway Maritime Hospital are being used to keep premature triplets and twins side by side. It's the first time the special care baby unit has been able to keep more than one set of multiple births together, just like when they're in the womb. It follows research which shows when siblings are kept close, they're more likely to have a stable heart and be less stressed. Now, the world's largest garden wildlife survey gets underway in Kent today. The RSPB Big Garden Bird Watch gives a snapshot of how the nation's wildlife are faring against disease and climate change. Last year, 17,000 people in the county took part. We've got details on how you can get involved if you head to the trending pages of the website. And James Arthur has been telling our sister radio station KMFM about how excited he is for people to hear his new album. He's been on the hit list with Ben ahead of the release of Bitter Sweet Love.
I've got to a place where I really know who I am and what I want as an artist, and the vision was very clear for this body of work. There's a lot of rubbish stuff I've put out there and have felt like, you know, I've not been super proud of, whereas I feel really proud of this body of work, and so I'm excited to share it with everyone.
Are you the type of person that finds it difficult to take pride in your own work?
I have this thing where when the music is just belongs to me and I'm listening to it when no one else has heard it, like I feel very differently about it to then when I know the world's going to hear it, I see all the flaws in it and I start to overanalyze it. But it's funny, I don't feel that way about this body of work for the first time. I feel very much like I back myself on it a lot more than ever before.
I then also find myself that when I go back and listen to bits from me even doing something like this, I then compare myself to others. Is there anyone out there now that you're loving, that you're listening to, that you're sort of getting inspiration from?
Yeah, there's a lot of great artists out there right now. I mean, it's a good time for artists from the Northeast. Sam Fender, I think, is one of the best out there at the moment. I think he's incredible. I'm really into Phoebe Bridgers. I've been listening to her quite a lot. There's so many.
I tell you what, a Sam Fender, James Arthur collaboration would be one heck of a tune, wouldn't it?
I think it'd be pretty sick, yeah. Why not?
Let's champion that. Let's make that happen. I mean, we've had to wait almost 3 years for this one. How would you compare Bitter Sweet Love then to It All Makes Sense in the End?
Well, they're polar opposites. It'll All Make Sense in the End was an experimental lockdown project. Mm. Whereas this album is like, I was able to make it in the same way that I want to make it, in terms of like having access to my band and stuff like that. And so if you like me or for those kind of heart-wrenching, raw acoustic-y things, then half of the record is like that. And then the other half is like more energetic, up-tempo stuff.
And now with a roundup of everything going on in Kent this weekend, here's Sam Laurie.
January is almost over. Even if it doesn't feel like it, I promise we have nearly made it through the month. But that doesn't mean there aren't still some great things to do this weekend to help see out the first month of the year. This weekend, the annual Winter Lights Festival in Gravesend returns for its third year. It's completely free and will see colourful projections and light installations take over the town. It's lighting up the skies on Friday and Saturday and is the perfect way to brighten up your January. There are also some great shows in town this weekend, if that sounds more up your street. Matthew Bourne's beautiful ballet, Edward Scissorhands, is still at the Marlowe Theatre in Canterbury until Saturday night. Our reporter went along to opening night and gave the show rave reviews, so if you can get your hands on the last few tickets, I'm sure you won't be disappointed. Comedy play One Man, Two Governors is at the Oast Theatre in Tunbridge from Saturday for 1 week. And if you're a music fan, there's two tribute nights. Take That at the Hazlitt Theatre in Maidstone on Saturday, and Taylor Swift at the Central Theatre in Chatham on Sunday that are worth checking out. And finally, for those of you who want to breathe in some fresh air and enjoy that crisp winter weather this weekend, this is the perfect time of year to visit Kent's gardens and find the snowdrops. The stunning flowers start to bloom at this time of year, and over the next few weeks, places like Hever Castle, Great Comp Garden and Hull Park, as well as some smaller National Garden Scheme locations, will be open for you to admire the carpets of snowdrops that will be springing up. We've got a guide on what's on to all the best places to find them, so make sure you head online and check that out. Now that's it for this week, but as we move out of January and start looking ahead to the rest of the year, we have plenty more fantastic events coming up. Don't forget you can always submit your events for free to our What's On events calendar on Kent Online to make sure we don't miss it.
Kent Online Sports.
Football, and it's a massive weekend for Maidstone United, who are in fourth round action in the FA Cup. The National League South side are travelling to take on Ipswich Town, who are currently second in the Championship. It's the first time the Stones have got this far in the competition. Here's manager George Ellacobi.
Excited for the entire community, Maidstone as a whole, our football club, obviously our owners, more so for our players who are history makers. A great occasion, a historic moment for them all. Like Craig touched on us, we're going to a special club in Ipswich Town, and you know, what's not to love about that, what's not to celebrate about it. But it's a historic moment, and we just want our players to go there and enjoy, obviously, competing against championship professionals and enjoy showcasing their talents and making sure they do themselves proud and the entire Maidstone community. It's important that we approach one day at a time, and every time we come out on this pitch to train, we want our players to bring out the best version of themselves. Us as a management team, we try to put a structure from pre-season, the off-season, pre-season, and then obviously when the season started, we took it one game at a time, and when the cup competition started, in terms of where we came into, I think 6 games ago, when we started the run, it was about making sure we respect the opposition and make sure we do all our due diligence on them and try to drip feed that back to our entire squad.
Almost 4,500 Maidstone fans will be at the game, which is also going to be on TV. And despite the time difference, there is one huge Stones fan who's going to be watching from Vietnam. Going to Nun is looking forward to it.
I've been supporting Maidstone United since their 2021-2022 National League South winner, maybe nearly 2 years. Since then, I tried to find out information about the club on the internet and then founded a Vietnamese fan page in February 2023 to let Vietnamese people know that there's an interesting club like Maidstone. I usually listen to Stones Live, the club radio, to update the match as I can't afford a match pass on National League TV. But this year FA Cup, the matches are available for international TV coverage, so I can watch the match on television. A television station held the right to broadcast the matches. It's a great occasion for the club, and I'm looking forward to the match.
You'll be able to follow the match action at Kent Online, and of course we will have reaction to the resulting bulletins on our sister radio station KMFM on Sunday, and plenty more in Monday's podcast as well. Staying with football, and Gillingham have signed a League One striker on loan. Josh Walker is joining the club from Burton Albion until the end of the season. The 26-year-old should be available for tomorrow's game against MK Dons, and Gillingham will be looking to extend their unbeaten run to 5 games this weekend. Tomorrow's match follows their 1-1 draw at home to Forest Green Rovers last time out. Head coach Stephen Clements has been talking to Luke Cordell.
Football can just change like that. It can change in a blink of an eye, where all of a sudden you might not be involved, but then all of a sudden you're back in the starting lineup. So the boys have to keep preparing properly, the ones that aren't involved at the moment, and be ready for when their time comes. And when their time comes, they have to take the opportunity.
And with one player coming in possibly by the weekend, maybe another more by the week, your job isn't getting easy.
No, it's not, but it's part of football and viewing this job. Unfortunately, you do have to disappoint people. But look, it's a better problem to have than not having enough players. We've got a strong squad, and we've got to try and use it to the best we can.
The MK game coming up, does it have more significance, the fact of where they are, where you are, trying to take points off each other for the same sort of goal?
It's a game where, what are they, we're eighth and are they sixth? So if that's the case, then of course, yeah, it's you want to go and try and take points off each other. But look, this game won't define our season. There's still a long, long way to go. Hopefully we can go there and win the game. But it'll be a very, very tough game away from home. So we want to go and get a result. But if we didn't, it doesn't make or break our season. There's still a long, long way to go. And there's still a lot of football matches to be played between now and the end of the season.
Midfielder Johnny Williams has also been chatting ahead of the match.
We'd rather be in the top seven right now, but we've got an opportunity to be in the top seven. So at the start of the season, that was probably the aim, realistically, with the teams in this league. I want to do my best for the football club. It feels extra special, obviously, being from Kent and playing for the only Kent team in the league. That's a big reason to why I'm here. But I want to get promoted, I want to be here and be successful, and I can offer more myself. I've always given my best when I play. Whatever level I've played at or whoever I've played for, I've always given 110%, but that should be the minimum as a footballer. But it'll mean a lot to me if I could get promoted with, say, my hometown team. I tend to look at the month ahead and what fixtures we've got, purely to see where we're travelling and where we're not, and see where we are, to be honest, and when we've got back-to-back games, Saturday, Tuesday. But full focus is on Saturday, for sure. All our focus is on MK Dons and how we can counteract their strengths and focus on our strengths. We're aware there's some tough games coming up, it doesn't really mean anything in this league because we have struggled against the lower teams at times, so we go into every game thinking we're going to win and we want to win, so it doesn't really affect us too much.
Again, with that one, you'll be able to follow the action at Kent Online and we'll have reaction on the radio on Sunday. Well, that's all from us for today. Thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, X, Instagram, TikTok and Threads. Plus, you can get the details on the top stories direct to your email each morning via the briefing. And to sign up to that, you just need to head to kentonline.co.uk. Whilst you're on the site today, don't forget to check out the latest review from our secret drinker. Plus, we have now got the new Kent Politics podcast available. Just search for Kent Politics podcast wherever you download your pods from, or head to the story today on the website. Hope you have a fantastic weekend. We'll be back on Monday.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online podcast.